Blake Bolden joining us. Long time, and I say long time because he's entering his second decade now as director of our Drake Relays. 10 years?
10 years, like a flash.
Holy smokes, man.
I still feel like a rookie some days, but 10 years has gone by very quickly.
Gosh, no kidding. Blake, when is our annual Drake Relays?
Well, the official starting line of the Drake Relays is Saturday, April 18th. So just a few weeks away now, the clock ticking very quickly. The Drake Road Races start the week, 5K, 10K, half marathon. And then every day all week until Saturday, April 25th, we'll be very busy celebrating the community and, of course, Iowa's best high school athletes, Olympic champions, and every place in between.
You know, let's talk about some of those champions. As I'm looking here, there are obviously a lot of track and field stars that have competed in past Drake Relays. They love the Drake Relays, but a lot of them go on to Olympic fame, and we've got some medalists coming.
Yeah, well, there are. You know, going back 116 years, it's Jesse Owens, it's Carl Lewis, it's Wilma Rudolph. But now in 2026, it's more of the same. And sometimes they are future stars. So there will be athletes that will become household names in L.A. in 2028 that will be here in Des Moines. But we have stars from Tokyo, from Paris that are coming back because there's just no place like Des Moines in the United States where the time they're here, they're celebrities. Our community embraces them. They celebrate them. And we announced recently that we're bringing the vault at Jordan Creek back. And that's such a unique thing where you're going to see thousands of Central Iowans out at the shopping mall to celebrate the Drake Relays. But this year, very uniquely, it will be one of the best pole vaults in the world. And I mean that literally, where we're seeing a rematch from the World Championships in Tokyo. It'll be the first time that the reigning world champion, Katie Moon, has competed against the silver medalist, Sandy Morris, since they went 1-2 at the World Championships. So they are literally number one and number two in the world right now. And they're going to open their 2026 seasons in a shopping mall in Des Moines. That's how special this is. And if you're all aware, you know, Kyle, I know you follow us closely. 2 years ago, we did it. And on the men's side, American record holder Casey Lightfoot cleared 6 meters. That's 19 feet, 8 inches. So he's up there almost at 20 feet. And he did it right there on the shopping mall. Well, he's coming back. But this year, he's going to be challenged by some of the best in the world. Olympic silver medalist Chris Nilsson is coming back to jump in the mall for the first time. But he's a fan favorite in Des Moines. And it really is going to be a sight that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And all those athletes are coming back to Drake Stadium to compete on April 25th as well.
You know, Blake, as a graduate of Drake, and I went at least 4 Drake Relays while I was there, I had no idea until I looked at this. There are 170 events. Now, I don't know when I was there, if there were, but I'm kind of blown away by that.
Yeah, I mean, we have, of course, the area's best high school athletes, the meat and potatoes of the Drake Relays, mm-hmm. along with those college athletes. So a lot of high school and college events, but we have elementary school, we have master's athletes. And of course, it is all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then Thursday night, the distance carnival is a can't miss. So April 23rd, April 24th, and April 25th, there is no reason not to be at Drake Stadium.
You bet. How much traction, how much media attention do you get for the beautiful Bulldog?
Oh, well, so we've already done our lottery. We know which 24 Bulldogs will be competing for the crown. But that lottery is incredible in and of itself in that we had 117 entrants. I mean, so, and from 13 states. So this is not just folks that have a dog in Des Moines. This is a nationally and globally known competition and really just a fun. I mean, you don't get anything more silly and fun than seeing 24 Bulldogs compete in a beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah. The swimsuit competition is worth it.
Yeah, the baton twirling and the swimsuits. Yeah.
Blake, these jokes write themselves, really. You know, they do. Visiting with Blake Bolden from the Drake Relays, director. How do we get tickets?
So first, I'd love for you to go to grandbluemile.com and get more information about what we do on Tuesday, April 21st. The Grand Blue Mile, presented by Wellmark, is the second largest one-mile event in America. It will be the 10th consecutive year that it's the U.S. Championships. And you don't have to be a walker or runner. Come down to watch, because not only do you get to see literally participate participants ranging in age from 3 to 93 will be a selection event for Team USA at the world's largest championship this year, the World Road Running Championships in September in Copenhagen, Denmark. The top two men that finish and the top two women that finish will be automatically named to Team USA. So really, we talked about LA already. This is your chance. The very next Team USA event will be selected in the city streets of Des Moines. And then, of course, those athletes will come back and compete on Saturday. To get all that information, meet schedule, tickets, it's drakerelays.org.
As the director, the logistics, and I think I asked you this last year, the travel schedules, the emails, the phone calls, the hotel rooms, just the logistics has got to be monumental of getting these athletes here.
It is a lot of sleepless nights, as we were talking about off air, just to be sure, first, that we get the right athletes and get them in their lanes and get them in the field events for those professional events, and then working with our college coaches to make sure that their teams are entered and accommodated. It takes a full staff. You're working year-round, and then we have an army of volunteers. During Drake Relays Week, we have more than 1,500 volunteers. So if you're in the area and want to come down and volunteer, there are plenty of opportunities. That information as well at drakerelays.com. But it takes a village, and then we bring the whole city to life. You know, Catch Des Moines recently announced an economic impact to Central Iowa of $10 million every year for the Drake Relays. So truly, we work hard to bring it to life, but then as a result of that event, people work. People work in restaurants, people work in hotels, and it really is a boost to our whole community.
Hey, Blake, thank you as always for being here. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Love coming to Marshalltown.